Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I was looking at some things over the weekend, and I don't know if, guys, if you knew this, and some lighter news here. I don't know if you knew this, but Hostess. Twinkies.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going out of business. Did you hear about this?
Tragedy.
I mean, listen, we're talking about ho-hos. I think those are, what else? Dong-dongs? What do they call those? Ding-dongs?
I don't know, man.
But think about it. This, the Hostess company is going out of business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're trying to get out of bankruptcy court. This is kind of actually a serious thing. We're joking about it. But you know what? As a kid, I loved Twinkies. They were Wonder Bread. I mean, Wonder Bread for the longest time.
Is that where they came from?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, really? I don't know. Yeah. I thought you just made sweets to make you fat.
Well, you know, good Wonder stuff. Wonder Bread is not that nutritious white bread. You know? It's like,
yeah, that's true. Like,
but, everyone grew up on Wonder Bread, you know? And it's like now you got 10,000 choices of bread and stuff. But
yeah, right.
You know, I don't remember that many choices. Maybe I was just too young to notice, you know, but mm-hmm. they're going through a bankruptcy. Well, part of it is because they can't afford, you know, the high union costs. And you're seeing like a major That's company. Right. They made $68 million alone last year, just in Twinkies. And that one brand. Wow. Hostess is that one brand.
Right.
And so they're trying to restructure how they can maybe come out of this. They're trying to sell it off. The bankruptcy is not working. So they're trying to sell pieces of it off. And I was just thinking about, wow, you know, Look what's happening in terms of some of these companies and financially we have, you know, this fiscal cliff that they're trying to avoid.
Right.
Which is gonna be just
That's a lot of jobs. How many people about to lose their jobs?
I believe something like 18,000.
Wow.
18,000. But here's the thing for the believer. You know, we want to pray for those that are unemployed today and are looking for work. Well, listen, you want to participate in God's economy. I mean, you want to be, if you're a believer and you're struggling with tithing and just honoring the Lord with what, listen, you want to get over this. This is something, this is like, you want to settle this.
Yeah.
Because this issue about tithing and giving the Lord's what is the Lord's is not really about money. It's about your heart. This speaks of a bigger issue.
Absolutely.
Your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. And so we've got to settle this and get this right. Listen, if no matter what's happening in the world's economy, if you are honoring the Lord, trust me, the Lord is going to honor you.
Absolutely.
I think about what happened in Joseph during a time of there was great famine. Mm-hmm. God raised up a Joseph. God raised up a deliverer that was able to have favor and had grain and had everything that they needed at a time where the land had great loss.
It's great famine. Yeah.
Great
people
famine.
Are starving, yeah.
Starving. And so God, you know, has shared some wisdom. If you haven't listened to Prudent Preparation, let me encourage you. Today would be a great day to get started.
Yes. Absolutely.
Today would be a great day. VFNTV.com, you know, Prudent Preparation. But you want to get informed and you want to get plugged in and you want to follow the wisdom of God. Let me say, the Bible is not full of suggestions. These are, you know... commandments. These are precepts that God instructs us to follow because they will bring us life.
That's right.
You know, someone once said that the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, stands for basic instructions before leaving earth. You know,
it's like
basic instructions for living on earth too.
That's right.
I mean, come on now. You know, you always need to look to the manual. If you buy a TV, the first thing to go to the manual. If you go, this is our manual. This is how we're supposed to live our life, and honoring the Lord is a very, very important thing. Just settle in your heart. Listen, God's giving you the whole 100%. He could ask for it all.
That's right.
But because of your dependency, you want to give God 10%.
That's right.
And don't be limited. You know, that's 10% in tithing, but offering, be a radical giver.
Right. Be generous.
Be generous.
Occasions. That's right.
And be very generous. I remember when I first came to the Lord years ago, it's my 20s, early 20s, and I remember someone said, you just give a radical offering. Be radical in your giving. You know, I was brand new, man, just like on fire, like, yeah, I want to be radical. And started talking about you know, money that you spent before in your life and just threw it away and all that type of stuff. And I thought, you know, I've thrown a lot of money away before in my life. I've done a lot of things like that.
Right.
And I've done a lot of things like that. And so I realize.
Right.
I realized that I wanted to honor God in that way.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to honor God in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about, so if we're talking about honoring God, we're talking about radical giving, we're talking about what's just been happening with Hostess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they couldn't pay their workers.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't take a pay cut. They wouldn't take a pay cut to save the company, so they had to close it.
Oh, wow.
You know, and so it's like, listen, you're going to have to make some adjustments. You're going to have to use some wisdom. You're going to have to make some adjustments. And we saw the same thing happening in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit, they couldn't afford to pay those police officers that higher on salary, and they started cutting off police officers.
Right.
Same thing happened in Camden, New Jersey.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you have to be able to shift. You have to be able to use wisdom. But the number one wisdom that you got to use, the number one,
mm-hmm.
is you got to be able to honor God with what is His.
That's right.
You know, you can't just approach this from a worldly perspective, but you got to approach this from a godly perspective. You got to start honoring God.
That's right.
And so I was sharing this testimony, you know, so I wound up giving this radical offering that I thought at that time. And long story short, I forget the exact, I think it was, I know what it was. So he said, close your eyes and just ask God what He have you to give. And I just saw, like, just $200. I just knew it was $200 I was supposed to give.
Right.
At that time, that could have been like $1 million to me.
Yeah, I remember.
$1 million, what? And I
remember that empty fridge.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and I had it tucked away. You know, I actually had it in my house. I was a young guy, still in college.
Mm-hmm.
And I was prepared to give like $20, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But not $200. Well, I didn't even give anything that night. And all weekend, Lord just reminded me all the wonderful things He's done in my life. And He wasn't like scolding me, but He was kind of like challenging me in a way, like, haven't I done all this for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to stretch your faith. I want you to sow. I want you to go beyond what you've been doing and look at all this type of stuff. And I felt so challenged over that entire weekend that the next opportunity I had, I just went and just sowed that offering.
Mm-hmm.
Would you believe that nine months later, the same night, and someone that who took it was actually Israeli. He's a Messianic Jew, a Jewish person, uh-huh. that received Jesus Christ as their Savior.
Mm-hmm.
They took up that offering. Would you believe that 9 months later, mm-hmm. I wanted to go to Israel? And uh-huh. I remember telling my friend,
yeah.
when I saw the flyer, I said, I'm going to go to Israel. Mm-hmm. And he looks at me and says, dude, go to Israel? I mean, we're eating peanut butter and jelly here, ramen noodles.
You can't go to the grocery store. What are you talking about?
And this trip was like thousands of dollars,
yeah.
you know. And
yeah.
I'm in college. It's like, it could have been, again, $1 million, you know, to me.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, 9 months later, I wind up not only having all the resources to go to Israel. This is just a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
But I had plenty of money to go to Israel. I was trying to spend every dollar I can while I was in Israel. You know, buying, you know, family gifts. And stuff. I still came back with money.
Wow.
And it was just one of the many ways and many of the testimonies that throughout my journey with God,
mm-hmm.
you know, that God just blessed me because I was able to just to give and sow. And I know you have experiences we've talked about like that mm-hmm. as well.
Oh, yeah.
But we just want to honor God. I mean, you can mm-hmm. never outgive God.
That's right.
You can never outgive Him. And if the Lord is challenging you to increase your giving, step out in faith, increase your giving, because you'll see the God will multiply it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
He'll multiply it back to you. Think about in 2 Kings chapter 6, there was a famine in Samaria. And during that famine, there's some pretty, I mean, times were really, really tough. And 2 Kings 6:25 says there was a great famine in the city. And the siege lasted so long that a donkey's head sold for 80 shekels of silver and a quarter of a cab of seed pods for 5 shekels. That was pretty expensive. I mean, it was just like a donkey's head. I mean, Last I checked, there wasn't no meat, no donkey's head. You know, like, really?
Right.
80 shekels for a donkey's head. Wow. And pretty expensive. And he goes on to say here that even the woman even ate a child. I mean, it's just like, what in the world? Gosh. Yeah, it's horrific. You know, just great famine. You're thinking, my gosh, you know, look at that. And that was what's going on in the land, and Elisha was the prophet at the time, and he wants to releasing basically a prophetic word, and he says, listen, Elijah says, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says, that about this time tomorrow, a sia of flour will sell for a shekel, a single sia, and two sias of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. Radical shift. I mean, a sea is equivalent to like, it's like 6 liters. I believe it's like, you know, two sias is like 3 gallons for a shekel. Big contrast.
Wow.
And so a series of events, they were warring with the Arameans, and it comes to find out that the Arameans had left this area all deserted. The next day, so the king thinks, oh, this is a setup. This is a setup. So he sends some horsemen out there with some chariots. Go check out what happened to the Arameans. They know we're starving, and they're trying to lure us out there to get this food. And we get out there, they're going to kill us. So they go out there, and they find out, no, there's food everywhere. There's plunder. They left it all. They left all of this stuff all over the place.
Wow.
And so they come back. The people start plundering it and taking it, and they start taking care of it. And just like the word, just like the prophetic came out, it says, then the camp at the Arameans, so a sia of flour sold for a shekel, and two sias for a barley sold for a shekel, just as the Lord said. And it's like, man, in one day, things shifted.
Wow.
In one day, the money that wasn't going anywhere. Didn't stretch. I mean, he's paying $80 for the equivalent of $80, let's say, for a donkey's head.
Mm-hmm.
And now with three shekels, you can actually buy, you know, almost two shekels. You can buy almost 3 gallons worth of dry measure worth of barley.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, wow, in a day. And so, listen, if you don't have to participate in this economy. You can choose to participate in God's economy, and you can trust the Lord for him to be able to supply all of your needs according to your riches and according to his riches and glory.
Right.
But we can trust him. We can trust him. The suddenlies of God. Be faithful to what the Lord has called you to do. Be faithful in your giving. Be faithful in your sowing, and watch what God can do. I'm telling you, it's a tremendous blessing to see the Lord move in miracles like that.
Right.
And to see where God can just bless.
That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.